Topic 8.8 is to compare mechanisms of coordination in plants and animals, i.e. nervous and hormonal, including the role of IAA in phototropism. Details of individual mammalian hormones are not required. So let's start with the role of IAA and look at some of the experiments that were demonstrated when IAA was discovered over a number of years. Initially, Darwin, in 1880, looked at the growing tip of grass seedlings, and he found that if the seedling meristem was intact, then it grew towards the light. If the apex of the coleoptile was excised or cut off, then it grew straight. And if the apex was shielded with foil or a cap or something, it grew straight. So this tells us that there's something in the tip that's making it bend. A few years later, Boyce and Jensen in 1913 inserted a barrier of mica, which was impermeable, unilaterally. He found that if the mica was inserted on the side opposite to the direction of light, it grew straight. If he inserted it on the side towards the light, it grew towards the light as it would normally. If he did this with a gelatin barrier, then you could cut off the apex, stick a gelatin barrier in between the apex and the rest of the stem, and it would grow towards the light. So there was something that could travel through gelatin, but not through mica, and it was something that had to pass through the side of the shoot opposite the direction of the light. A few years after that, Pale in 1919, if you cut off the tip and replaced it off center, then you would actually end up with some curvature in the dark. This indicates there's something that, you know, depending on the concentration, will affect the curvature of the plant. And Wendt in 1926 incubated the tip on a gelatin block, then replaced the tip with a block but off center, and you got curvature even the dark. So the tip of the shoot exerts an influence on the region of growing cells behind it, and this signal is blocked by a razor blade or mica, so the signal is chemical, as the electrical signals would pass through a blade. Chemical messages can diffuse into agar or gelatin blocks and then into the rest of the shoot, and if you place it asymmetrically, the shoot will bend away from the stimulated side. We now know that these substances are naturally occurring plant growth factors, or auxins, the most common being indole 3-acetic acid, or IAA. You don't have to worry about all the other ones. You'll also see things like gibberellins produced in the growing regions of the plant, stimulating germination, stem elongation, side shoot forming and flowering. Auxins are produced only in the tips of the shoot, and they stimulate growth by cell elongation. Ethene is a gas, stimulates leaf loss in autumn and fruit ripening. Now, the IAA, it diffuses away from the tip and away from the region of greatest light exposure. And what it does is activates proton pumps in the zone of elongation, which are the long rectangular cells behind the meristem. This low pH keeps the cell walls flexible, since it disrupts the hydrogen bonds between the cellulose microfibrils, and cells can elongate when the vacuole fills with water. The cell wall becomes rigid once IAA is destroyed outside the zone of elongation. So, to summarise, a hormone or chemical messenger, it's usually quite long-lasting, it is slow to act, it is slow to travel to the area of the desired area. It often has quite a broad action, so it may not be as specific as you'd like. In contrast, electrical impulses are rapid, they are highly specific, they go to individual neurons, they are short-lasting, they are electrical as opposed to chemical, and as long as you can compare them, you'll be fine.